Yemen has become the forgotten war of the Middle East. The conflict's displaced more than 2 million civilians and killed over 8,000 people since it began in March. A naval blockade, war, and a poor economy have prevented life-saving medical aid, such as kidney dialysis supplies, from entering the country. Médecins Sans Frontières says more than 4,400 people are now living with renal failure. MSF's Malak Shahar spoke to Peter Lloyd.
The situation in the dialysis centres is really critical. MSF has decided last year to intervene and start supporting those centres with medical supplies. But unfortunately, the needs are great. We really need international organisations to step in support. The dialysis centres, they lack medical supplies. So the main problem here is that now they lack the financial ability to buy those supplies and then conduct daily services and provide dialysis sessions for the people. So in Yemen, there are more than 4,400 people living with renal failure, and this number is the least number that the Ministry of Health has provided to us. So the number can be even greater now.
Tell me a little bit about the demands, the physical demands on people with kidney failure in Yemen. Are they particularly acute considering the remoteness of the terrain, the poverty of the conditions, and the war conditions that are surrounding people?
So the war has, first of all, has displaced more than 2.5 million people. And among those are the people living with kidney failure. Those people, they need at least 3 dialysis sessions a week to stay alive. And if they don't get those dialysis sessions, they will have side effects that might lead to death. And so the situation now in Yemen is that because those people, most of them, they're poor, they cannot afford having dialysis sessions at private centers. The only available centers are the Ministry of Health dialysis centers. And so for this reason, the Ministry of Health, because they don't have the financial capacity, they have reduced the dialysis sessions from 3 dialysis sessions a week to only 2 to the people.
How long can people live with 2 rather than 3 sessions a week?
Last week, the dialysis center in Sana'a just lost a patient who came. He was in a critical condition. He needed a dialysis session. It was an emergency situation. He needed this dialysis session very quickly. But unfortunately, because the center was full of the patients who were at the time receiving their session, he just passed away.
Why are there difficulties getting these resources into Yemen?
The health system has been collapsing since last year, since the war has started last year in March 2015. With every day passing, the hospitals are facing more and more difficulties to run the hospitals. It's not only the medical supplies, it's also the fuel that keeps running the hospitals, because the public electricity is not on all the time. And so the health system has lost the financial capacity to pay for the staff, to pay for the medical supplies, to pay for the fuel, to pay for other services. And so day by day, the health system in Yemen is deteriorating to the worst.
Malak Shahar of Médecins Sans Frontières speaking to Peter Lloyd.